We're up in Bradford today, are running a citizens panel for something called the National Conversation on Immigration, which aims to engage the public in debates about the immigration system that we want after we leave the European Union. We're working alongside the Home Affairs Committee in Parliament in this public engagement exercise, the biggest public engagement exercise on immigration policy that there's ever been. And Bradford is our first stop in a national tour that will take in 60 towns and cities. It's not an official government engagement activity. It's been organised by two groups that work on immigration issues alongside the influential Home Affairs Committee, made up of MPs but not part of the government. And the reason that we're doing it is that immigration was such an important factor in the referendum, and there will be changes when we leave the European Union, but we won't get a system that people support without engaging ordinary people in the debate about the future of immigration policy.
Is part of the conversation going to be about immigration outside of the EU as well, people from non-EU countries?
We're going to be looking at all types of immigration and also issues around integration as well, how communities get on together with each other. We'll be looking at EU migration. Obviously, that's a very topical issue as we go into the Brexit negotiations, but we'll be looking at family migration, work migration from outside the EU, student migration. In Bradford, there are about 2,000 overseas students in the university, and the treatment of asylum seekers and refugees. And again, Bradford is hosting asylum seekers and refugees. So all types of migration, but also looking at how we can get on well together.
So who's been invited to the conversation in Bradford?
Okay, we're doing two different events in Bradford. We are holding a citizens panel, which will have 10 representative members of the Bradford population, representative in terms of age, gender, and the ethnic groups they come from. And we're also holding a meeting with people that work on migration issues from the council, the Chamber of Commerce, and from community organisations in the city. So two different events that will look at local issues and what people want out of a migration system. We're here to see whether we can come to an agreement about the type of immigration system that we want. We're also here to show that you can have a decent and non-prejudiced conversation about immigration. And we think that that is important, to give people the opportunity to talk about this very important issue.
Now, you are feeding into the immigration inquiry by the Home Affairs Committee. Do you expect them to take on board what's been said at these conversations?
Yes, we are working very closely alongside the Home Affairs Committee inquiry. Everywhere we go, we'll be producing a short report which will go to the committee. And then we will be giving evidence to the committee verbally at different stages during the event. The committee is also on the road itself, and in Yorkshire, it's going to probably be visiting York later in the year. Last week, the committee was in Bedford in the east of England, so they are going to be doing one visit per region. But we're coming back to Yorkshire a number of times over the next year, to Harrogate, very different from Bradford, to Sheffield and to Barnsley and to Hull. So we're going around a few more places, but working very closely alongside the committee.
So how important will the conversation and the results of this conversation be when decisions have been made in Parliament already, such as the Amendment Clause 57, which has just been rejected by Parliament, which would have required the government to guarantee the rights of EU citizens living in the UK before Article 50 was triggered? That's already been rejected. Has the debate moved on in advance of what you're doing?
I think over the next year, the immigration debate will inevitably change and move on. It's a very fluid and sometimes quite volatile debate. In terms of EU nationals who are here, there is universal support for people who are here being able to stay. That cuts across the referendums divide. We've done some earlier research on that. And we think that that's an interesting example of where the ordinary people of Britain have come to a consensus. They agree that it's the only right and decent thing to do, to treat people who are here, who've made their lives here, decently. So it's very disappointing that the amendment was rejected yesterday, although there are going to be a number of other opportunities. And the government has said that it will try and secure their rights as early on as possible. But the immigration debate will change over the next year, and we'll take those changes on board.